B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So, a drunk driving suspect who told Florida cops that she had not consumed alcohol was contradicted by her own 9-year-old son, who declared from the car's back seat, "Mom, you can't lie to the police. Whoa. You did drink."
Oh, that's my little angel.
Kristen Wiley, a 49-year-old teacher, narrowly avoided striking a police car as she drove on a Vero Beach street around 2 a.m. The cop car, with its lights flashing, had pulled over to handle an unrelated incident. When deputies approached her car, they spotted her son, who was not wearing a seatbelt, in the back seat, curled up and crying. As detailed in the arrest affidavit, a cop noted the wobbly eye, they were watery and red in color, and there was a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage emitting off her person and breath. When asked if she had been drinking, she said no, and that's when cops say Wiley's son replied to his mother's answer saying, "Mom, you can't lie to the police. You did drink." The boy subsequently told cops that his mother had been drinking at a party and that he had asked her to slow down while they were driving back to their home. The child said he was very scared while Kristen was operating the vehicle. Wiley, who reportedly admitted to consuming 2 vodka mixed drinks at a party, declined to perform field sobriety exercises. She later agreed to a breath test, which recorded her alcohol content at nearly 3 times the legal limit. In addition to a DUI count, she was also charged with child abuse, a felony for allegedly driving drunk with her son in the car.
And you know what can happen with that? Look what happened here locally.
Of course, yes.
Horrifying.
This is something that you hear every day. A mom from, or it's not something you hear every day. This is pretty wild. A mom from Indiana says that she went into labor with her daughter. She was given Pitocin, which is a synthetic hormone. It helps simulate a woman's uterus muscles and cause contractions, so it speeds up the delivery. 23-year-old Bethany Collins said after pushing hard, she felt an intense pressure in her left eye. By the time she was being stitched up, her eye started poking out more and more.
Oh.
The next day, an optometrist came to examine her eye and said he had never seen anything like this before. Apparently, her eye popped out.
Oh, my God.
Birth. Collins says, ultimately, the final verdict was that there was just a lot of pressure from the force of the push.
Oh, man.
So the doctor said to wait and see if it would go back. I noticed improvement at the 2-week mark, and it was like I got a black eye. It was protruding and bruised.
Oh, my God.
Took a total of 6 weeks for her eye to return to normal.
So it had basically distended out of the socket?
A little bit. Not. It wasn't like hanging on her cheek, but it had popped out. Yeah.
That's not a good look.
From giving childbirth. Wow. A woman is suing a novelty gift company for sending her a life-size penis-shaped chocolate to her door, citing fear, nervousness, anxiety, worry, and indignity after receiving the phallic confection on her doorstep. The complaint, filed by Linda Parks in Ventura County, California, details the emotional distress Parks received when she got an unexpected chocolate delivery from company. The company is called Dick at Your Door, okay? So Rain Parade LLC owns it. Now, they sell a range of prank items beyond the Choco Dongs. They also offer chocolate buttholes with the message that says, "Live fast, eat ass," printed on the box.
That sounds good.
A bag of D's, which are gummies, and also glitter bombs. The complaint claims the 5-inch chocolate phallus has no redeeming social qualities whatsoever.
It's a joke.
She's suing for damages, including psychological counseling, lost wages, and a cost of the suit.
So who sent it to her?
They don't know. It's anonymous. Yeah,
probably somebody, and it's funny. This is apropos. Her reaction to this is probably the whole reason why they she got it sent it to begin with.
Yeah. It looks good. I'd eat that.
All right, well, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
So she's also a local politician. That's why she got it. She received it in 2021. At the time, an effort to recall her position as supervisor was underway because she voted in favor of suing businesses that refused to comply with the state and county health regulations to slow the spread of COVID-19, such as indoor mask wearing, and the recall effort failed, so somebody didn't like that. Parks claims to have suffered headaches, fear, nervousness, anxiety, worry, and indignity because of the mysterious chocolate phallus.
Really?
The D at Your Door page says that it will ship everything with complete discretion, and that it won't give your information out unless you do something illegal or involved in a legal lawsuit, and we are required by law. And it's not the first time that Dee at Your Door has been sued by someone on the receiving end of their candies. In 2016, a human resources director at a Dallas-based technology company sued them for a person who had sent her a bag of D's through this company.
We got a bag of D's at my house, from this same company. It was glitter and, confetti.
Okay. Sounds about right, yeah.
And I think we got the gummies, too.
Did you find out who it was?
Yeah, we found out who it was.
All right. Yeah. A 37-year-old Belgian man has confessed to murdering his former school teacher because he, quote, felt humiliated. Gunter Uwentz admitted the killing on Thursday and said he had not come to terms with his victim's behavior at school. This is when he was in grade school. He's 37. His former teacher, Maria Verlinden, was found dead in a pool of blood in November of 2020 at her home. After a 16-month investigation involving hundreds of DNA samples, Uwentz eventually admitted to the murder and was arrested on Sunday.
So how many years was he holding on to this?
A long time. So the suspect had given police detailed explanations for his extremely violent act. He claimed that he had struggled in primary school in the 1990s because of Verlin's behavior. The 59-year-old teacher had humiliated him as a student, he had said. So I don't know if he's got a mental condition or what.
Sounds like it.
But yeah, apparently he appeared before a judge on Tuesday and has been placed in custody on a murder charge. All right, then one last story. You could be paid for your poop.
Yay!
Ceres Therapeutics is a biotech company in Arizona and has opened a donor collection facility to collect poop for cash.
I'm getting a hot tub.
The company operates Good Nature, which has set up shop in Tempe and is asking for donations of poop that can earn dollars, at least $25, and up to $75 per sample. This is your dream, Casey.
You can make money from this. Always wanted the crap in a bag.
Good Nature is specifically looking for healthy adults aged 18 to 50 and knows that donors can earn up to $1,500 a month in compensation.
You be living the high life.
In addition to meeting the health criteria, donors have to be able to donate poop 3 to 4 times a week.
I can do that.
At the collection site.
Check.
At the collection site. So you have to go there.
Mr. Foster's coming in today. Remember, he's poop money.
Yeah. Steve, there's a maitre d' standing with a little towel hanging on their arm.
Mr. Foster.
Right this way.
Do you like that movement?
The poop is being collected to help lead to future developments in gastrointestinal infections and disorders as
Your
well.
Your cabbage and black coffee is waiting.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
UFC fighter Kevin Holland says he used a chokehold to subdue a suspected gunman who fired a shot into the ceiling of a huge Houston, Texas sushi restaurant.
Is that anything to get wound up about?
Well, Holland said that he was...
It's not cooked!
Having dinner on Monday night. This is raw!
This is raw!
Holland said that he
was... Nothing here's cooked!
He was...
Well, rice is cooked.
He was having dinner on Monday night at R.A. Sushi Restaurant when he heard the shot. He said, when I heard the big bang, I thought that maybe the table behind me was popping champagne because they were having a birthday party, but realized quickly that it was no champagne. When I turned around and I saw people running, glass breaking, Holland said that he saw another man trying to wrestle the gun away from the suspect. And he rushed in to help. He's a UFC fighter. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I grabbed the gun with the guy. We faced the gun down towards the ground. And then I'm like, well, we're upstairs. This shouldn't be facing down. So we point it towards the bar and face it up in the air. He hit the gunman's wrist, and they were able to get the gun away from him. He said, I pull him back, sat him in my lap, put him in a rear naked choke, and choked him out.
Wow.
Knocked the dude out. The 29-year-old welterweight fighter is 22-7-0 and won his most recent fight on March 5th by knockout. So he was able to use his skills in real life.
Like a Wild West sushi place.
Yeah, totally. Horrifying footage shows a moment a man's skull was fractured by a damaged sports car as he filmed it doing donuts during an illegal street race in Manhattan over the weekend.
As I look at this footage, I try to figure out what the hell this guy was thinking.
Well, the unidentified
that was my skull.
The unidentified victim was filming the driver's dangerous stunt at the intersection of Vanham and Greenwich Streets in Hudson Square after midnight on Saturday morning, when he was struck by the vehicle, which was missing a front fender and left in critical condition. Disturbing surveillance video shows a man accidentally trip and hit the ground directly in the path of the vehicle's front wheels after attempting to get a closer angle of the car and its daredevil maneuvers.
So he trips. Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to film. He was trying to get him with his camera, and he tripped and fell. And the car is moving around, you know, in a circle, boom, nails him.
Yeah, the angle I first saw, it looked like he was trying to lay down on the ground and get a shot up. And I'm like, why would you do that?
The vehicle, a red two-door Infiniti, then ran over the man as a group of stunned spectators watched the scene unfold. The man suffered a fractured skull, brain injury, severe trauma to the body after the impact. Police described the car as being branded with the words Tyler Speck in yellow lettering, and the driver took off. So they are still looking for this guy. So, yeah, it could, and I don't know what this guy's current condition is right now, but it was a severe injury. We're watching the video play out now. Ooh. There it is, a guy falls down. He tripped over his feet and gets run over. It's messed up. Authorities on Sunday recovered a U-Haul truck that was filled with boxes of high-end sneakers, and they arrested a 26-year-old Portland man. The U-Haul was containing 1,100 pairs of new Adidas Yeezy shoes, and they were stolen. Day shift officers located the U-Haul, arrested 26-year-old Rupert Cross, and recovered the shoes, which, by the way, are estimated to be worth over $250,000.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Pricey items.
$250,000 worth of shoes. Rupert Cross has been charged with aggravated theft and possession of a stolen vehicle. And Cross, known as Cabby, already had pending cases involving prostitution and strangulation.
Did you get all the shoes, Cabby?
Where'd you get them shoes, Cabby? Firefighters joined doctors in a hospital operating room over the weekend to help the medical personnel remove a meat grinder from a person's hand.
Oh, a meat grinder.
The incident involving a meat grinder sent an individual to the hospital around 4 p.m. on Saturday. The individual was initially taken to Waterby High Hospital before being transferred to Yale New Haven Hospital for the removal of the grinder.
We assume, okay, so it got caught how far, how much of the hand?
You know what? I don't know, but it took a lot of people to get him out. So working closely with the hospital's orthopedic surgeon, officials said medical staff decided to have the fire crew help them in the operating room. Officials said firefighters and medical professionals developed a cutting operation plan, which involved three members of the fire department successfully removing the meat grinder. So it took all these people trying to save this guy's hand or arm, and it took a whole lot of people to just to get him out of the thing. Fire officials said quick decisions early on the process by firefighters helped ensure a successful operation with the removal. So I don't know how recovery will be for this guy. Kaylee Williams visited Magaluf on holiday 10 years ago during her time on the Spanish island. And while there, she had the name of a man that she met tattooed on her bum. And she said, I was over in Magaluf on holiday, and we met a group from Cardiff who were on a stag party, and they were all dressed as babies with diapers on. Oh, and he asked me if I could have his name tattooed on me. I said I would if he paid for it, and he did. He was absolutely shocked that I went through with it. That was 10 years ago now, and I would love to track him down and see what happened to him. So she's trying to find this person whose name she has tattooed on her ass, and she has no idea who
he
is.
That's wild. Must have been a hell of a party.
She does know his name because it's tattooed on his ass. His name was Daniel Ford, and she said, with all the horrible things that are going on in the world at the moment, I thought this would be a fun story, and it would be amazing to track him down after all these years.
What if
years?
She meets him and they fall in love?
Oh, it could
meant
be.
To be.
It could be a long-lost love type thing. You never know. All right, and then finally, we'll end with this story. We'll end with a good one. How about this man that was in the right place at the right time? Louisiana man jumped into action when he heard a young child call for help. A young boy had apparently fallen into alligator-infested waters.
Oh.
And was in immense danger. And a guy named Fenyel Duplantier was watching alligators in a canal on Saturday when the incident occurred. As soon as he heard the calls for help, he knew what he had to do. He successfully pulled the five-year-old.
I'm going home.
From the water. I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
Rescue crews then helped bring the child safely back across the canal. The fire department posted about it, saying that a five-year-old boy fell into a canal while pumping station near the pumping station was rescued from the water by Daniel Duplantier, who was near the canal watching alligators when he heard the boy yelling for help. Police and EMS helped to get the boy back across the canal to safety, where he was treated by EMS. Because those alligators could have thought that's food that just fell into the water and they
were being fed
on him. They said spring is upon us and summer is near. Keep a close eye on children around waterways and swimming pools. And it's important to always be aware of where alligators live. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you right now, my friend.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.